This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we began to amplify the points in the outline we developed to understand how to experience godliness with contentment. Let's now turn to the second point based on 1 Timothy 6, the purpose of wealth. Wealth is never to replace our trust in God. In verse 17, we are encouraged to always put our hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. This suggests when God blesses us with material things, we should show our appreciation by enjoying what God has given us. But we should not stop there. We should see His provision as a trust for which we are accountable to Him. We do that by doing good with it. That is, to be rich in good deeds and to be generous and willing to share, verse 18. In this we follow the teaching of Jesus that it is more blessed to give than to receive. Paul also points out in verse 19, in this way they will lay up treasure for themselves as a firm foundation for the coming age, so that they may take hold of the life that is truly life. Jim Elliot was a missionary who, with four other missionaries, tried reaching a tribe of headhunting Indians in the jungles of Ecuador half a century ago. All five of them were martyred. Many questioned the wisdom of going into the jungles on this project. For Jim Elliot, there was no question. He was called to reach the unreached. One of his convictions has become a classic quote, "He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep in order to gain what he cannot lose." Most of us are not called to lay down our lives, but are we willing to give sacrificially of our wealth for God's kingdom?